311.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you're having a really good day. It's a beautiful Sunday. It's a good day to be alive. And we are thankful. We are thankful for having you here to share with us on the 311 radio show. I am Crystal J. Paul. And today we have two fire officers. We have Fire Officer Shalika Charles.
Hi.
And we have Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins.
Hi, good afternoon, Barbados, and good afternoon to you, Chris and Jay.
All right, how are you both doing?
Well, I'm pretty good.
I'm good as well. How are you?
Yes, I'm good, thanks. I'm good. You know, even though we've been having this haze, you know, we just want to encourage people to stay well. You know, we have a lot of asthmatics and people with respiratory problems already, let alone what we're having with COVID, and now to have both the volcanic and Sahara dust. You know, it's like a triple whammy. You know, we've really been having it this year, but yeah, we just keep safe.
Correct. Earlier last week, I remember coming out from work at afternoon, and look at the time, it was about 6 o'clock because the haze and the ash and so forth had it.
Yes.
Had that bleak look.
Yes. Yep. Imagine that, huh? Who would have thunk it? Oh, my word. Yes. Oh, my. So, yes, we just keep safe. That's what we have to do with these times. Just continue to keep safe. The masks will help this time, at least. So that's not a bad thing. So, we're here to talk about what it is that you would have been doing now. Officer Ford would have just told us on the program about the walkthrough in Spitestown. The fact that normally you would have been going to Bridgetown, or you would have been hearing a lot about the Bridgetown businesses. And this time you decided to go to Spitestown and Holetown. Actually, in the last program, when I was chatting with her, I said, so what about Holetown? Because I know that the people from Holetown will be like, what about us, you know? So it's nice to hear that you did go to Holetown. So let's hear about it.
Yeah, we actually did. We started in Spitestown, as you correctly said, I think last week, Wednesday. Memory serves me correct, the 20th, I think it was, that we did the 20th and the 22nd, which would have been the Wednesday and the Friday of that particular week. And we would have started in Spitestown, which was pretty interesting, and also Holetown on the Friday. So we touched the two towns within the 2 days, you know, not every single establishment, obviously, because that would have been virtually impossible. But we did spend quite a bit of time trying to go through some of the establishments and speak to some of the owners and so on, because what we did recognize in doing both of those walkthroughs were that there are still a number of persons who are unaware of the fact that you are required by law, this is not something that the fire service is mandating, or this is not something that the fire service is making up from here. This is something by law under the Safety and Health at Work Act that all businesses are required to have an annual fire safety inspection. And we did encounter some persons who didn't even know about the process or about an actual inspection. So yes, there's a lot of work to do from our end, and there's a lot of work to do from you. And when I say you, I mean the community, those persons within our community, workers and businesses. There's still a lot of work to be done. And let me make it clear early that we were not there as judge and jury. We went, you know, more to advise persons and to have discussion with persons relating to the do's and don'ts, what they should and shouldn't have, or things they need to get in terms of firefighting equipment, be it extinguishers, be it smoke alarms, replace smoke alarm batteries, these things that sometimes persons are not aware of still. So, you know, it says to us that we still have a lot of work to do in that regard. So yeah, that was a whole hobble pot of stuff.
Yes, that you would understand. Right. Well, that is interesting. I mean, we know that there are areas that can be reached that may not be reached through this medium, but it's still amazing to know that there are those who are not aware of this requirement. So then, in light of the fact that you would have gone, what do you think can happen to make people more aware? Is it that, you know, when they're signing up for business that they need to be told? What do you think should happen?
Well, right now what we are doing is also this said radio show, along with our Instagram page, which I'm still encouraging those who are technology savvy and who are social media persons to also join our Instagram page at Barbados Fire Service. So all of these are mediums that we are using to try to get that message across in terms of letting persons know the importance of having that annual fire safety inspection. As I said, it is not something that you should, might, it's something you must have in order to be running a business. And at any given time, a fire inspector, fire officer, or whatever the case may be, can come into your establishment and ask to see your fire certificate, which, after you have acquired your certificate, should be displayed in plain view of any person coming into the business. So, you know, we did go to a couple of places and we heard persons say, oh, the certificate isn't here, it's at the office and so on. You need to have that certificate on site. Wherever it was inspected, that is where the certificate is to be housed. And it should be properly displayed, whether it be in a frame or something like that, so that anyone coming in who asks for it, it can be easily displayed for them to see it.
Right.
So those, as I said, this is one of the mediums that we're using in terms of trying to get the message across to business owners. We know that the 3-Hour Radio Show has, you know, quite a heavy listenership over the couple of years. And
right.
For those who might not hear it, obviously you have a friend and you would tell a friend to tell a friend. Everybody knows somebody who either owns a business or something like that. You can pass on the message and so on. I remember Ford in last week's program speaking to the fact that we now have the online payment system using the Easy Pay system. And that is also a plus for us and for you, the customer, who obviously do not have to now trek to the general post office as you would have in the past if you don't want to make that payment. I am also understanding that we sometime, hopefully not in the distant future, the certificates will be posted to you as opposed to, and when I say posted, I mean via online as opposed to having a physical paper and so on. So it is,
that's good.
You know, things are being done to try to make life easy, not only for us, but for you, the customer. You know, we just want to keep encouraging you to keep up to date with the things that you need to be aware of in terms of having your annual inspection and so forth.
Yes, yes, yes. In the last program, Officer Ford mentioned that, you know, there is a different dynamic as it relates to Whole Town, you know, catering to a different market. And, you know, they would actually request their information more so than you having to go. But even when you do your rounds, your walkthroughs in whatever area, do you find that there are different dynamics, generally speaking?
I would say yes, because there are a number of different types of businesses. So you might end up at Lime Grove, you end up at a little gift shop and a little bar and restaurant, and all of it is in Whole Town. But when you go to Lime Grove, the environment is different to when you go to the little gift shop or you go to the bar and the grill. But basically, everybody was to a point where they felt as though they didn't know about certain information. So we had to go and try to educate people at the same time to let them know, well, yes, we understand that you were not aware. And we're not coming to, like he said, to be the judge and jury. But we're just coming out to advise you so that moving forward, you'll be able to keep yourself and customers safe. So I remember going into a place and some people didn't know how to use the suppression system for a restaurant. And that's not good, because if something happens in the kitchen, you need to be able to operate the suppression system. So I advise them to get some training on that so that if something does happen, you know exactly what you need to do. And then you get out of the building, of course. So I find that people, some places where what you would say a bit more high-end, kind of try to stick to a certain program in terms of, okay, they know that they have to do certain things. But as we go down and we see some people get a little more laxed in what they're doing. And that's unfortunate. So, like I said, we just went in mostly to educate people and just try to get people to the same level so that everybody knows what they have to do.
Yes. What is the suppression system?
Oh, sorry. So, in commercial kitchens, they have this extractor fan over the stove.
Right.
And there's usually a suppression system where, we call it a liquid?
Yeah, but some sort of extinguishing media depending on what you are dealing with in the kitchen.
So you would actually pull something or push something where the liquid or the extinguishing media comes down onto the stove so that if anything is burning on the stove, it would be extinguished. Then,
okay.
And you don't have to go close to it to do it. So it would be somewhere away from the stove that you can just pull it or you can press a button and it will come down onto the
okay.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
So a little more impressive James for avoiding all this today.
Right.
You're learning more and more. I'm soon gonna get requests for you to get a uniform because you're
I'm telling you.
You're getting it out.
Yeah, might as well, right?
Definitely.
Okay, well that's interesting. So that's something that you recommend restaurants have. Every restaurant should have a suppression system, no matter where
most of the restaurants would have in. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, I think if you're building a restaurant now or you're opening a restaurant, you are required to have that suppression system of your stove in any kitchen. Because obviously they're not using the average stove that you're going to use in your household. They're going to use a more industrial stove and so on. And the heat
exactly.
in those places is a lot greater than what you may use when you're cooking in your normal Sunday lunch. You know?
Right, so right.
It's important. To have, and Charles mentioned something, where she was saying person not aware of how to use the suppression system. But funny enough, there are a lot of persons who do not even know how to use the fire extinguisher. You know, there are a lot of persons, you go into businesses and persons, because once I go into a building and I hear this slight chirping, it takes off. Like for me, that's one of the most annoying things to hear, a smoke alarm needs a battery. And I hear it sometimes, other persons,
yes.
What's that you hearing? I can't hear it. But I hear it like, and I mean, persons don't even know. Some persons hear, and I say to them, your smoke alarm, the batteries need changing. A person will be like, but I hear it all the time, but I never paid no mind, you know. But these are simple things, you understand that. We take it for granted, as I say all the time. You're working somewhere, that smoke alarm battery needs changing probably 5-6 months, however down the road.
Okay.
And you think you have fire protection because, oh, you have smoke alarms and so on and so forth. But the batteries need changing. You have your fire extinguisher properly placed and so on, but none of your workers know how to use the fire extinguisher. All of those things we take into consideration because during our walkthroughs, we would have also asked that question to the owners, have your staff been trained? When last have your staff been trained in fire safety or evacuation procedures or both? Because that's also very important. You have a lot of places, they will be fire safety compliant. They might have had an inspection. They have the extinguisher, the smoke alarms, etc. But their staff has not been trained in fire safety or evacuation procedures. So in the event of anything, they're lost, basically. They're not sure. Usually persons will act on instinct. It might work for some, it might not work for others.
Right.
That is where training is also vitally important because even though you have the equipment, having your personnel able to efficiently use this equipment is very important.
That's
the difference between losing your entire building and probably something being very minor.
Well, that's what I was going to touch on because, you know, it's important. You train your staff to do the job, but you need to train your staff to be safe as well. And
absolutely.
It's not just about showing them how to use the stove or making sure that the food is done properly a certain way, showing them the secret methods, but also to ensure that they know how to use a suppression system because that's something that can happen at any time. So when you go and you see that the staff is not au fait, they're not knowledgeable on the fact that one, there is a suppression system or two, how to use it, what do you do at that point? Do you show them how to use it? Do you call the restaurant owner and say, let's show you how to do this. You need to get this done. What happens?
From there, we would ask, because who we spoke to was a supervisor at the time that didn't know how to use the suppression system. So we would have advised, you know, well, you will have to check with the person who installed it because those are the best people to show you how to use the suppression system because not every suppression system works the same. So that would be the best person to show them. In terms of the training now, I would have given some information to a number of business owners or persons inside of the business where I would advise them to send a letter to the Barbados Fire Academy where you would state that you are looking to get training for your staff and then you would be trained at the Barbados Fire Academy with how to use the extinguishers and also evacuation drills. And you could either do it as a company in terms of the company pays for everyone, or persons can come as individuals and do it on their own, you know? And doing it that way gives the people the option to, you know, because if you decide now you are going to leave the company for whatever reason, at least you know you went and you got training that you can take something.
Right.
Because like he said, it's one thing to be compliant with what is necessary in terms of what's the law. But if you don't know how to use it, then it's just there for show.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, so that's, go ahead, sorry.
That's all right. And in addition to what she's saying, she was saying that if you, for whatever reason, have to leave the company, that's a very good point. But even if you don't have to leave the company, for example, training is something that you can take with you wherever you go.
Right.
And as I say to people, even if I'm doing a presentation, I say to people all the time, this training is not necessarily only for the workplace. You have your home. Everyone should have a fire extinguisher at home. And that is not the case, but you know, it is something that you should invest in over time, have a fire extinguisher and so on. And knowing how to use it is also really important, whether you're at home, whether you're at school, at church, wherever, you can save a life, you can save your life, you can save somebody else's life. But at the end of the day, knowing is important. Once you know how to use it, how to operate these things, then you have something to take with you. I would call it a life skill.
That's right. That's right. Or maybe to open your own restaurant.
Okay.
That's actually a good point too, because when we asked one of the persons in the office in one of the places that we went, we asked if they have any extinguishers. And the lady said, I have one at home, but I never saw one in here. And wow. I don't even know how to use the one at home. So she has it at home, but doesn't know how to use it. So you see all of the training and everything.
It ties into one.
Yeah.
Right, right. Well, maybe people should consider, you know, getting some kind of list together in terms of what is necessary. Chatting with the Barbados Fire Service, first of all, I'm going to open XYZ business. It's going to be in X location. You know, what is it that I would need to safeguard my company, keep my employees and myself safe, my equipment safe, so that we'll avoid all mishaps?
Well, to answer that, there are two things that I would say to answer what you just asked. Because one, I have said this to a number of employers, that you don't only have a responsibility to your staff, but you have a responsibility to your customer, what we call the external customer. The
That's
person
right.
who comes to do business in your establishment, they are as equally as important as the person that you have employed. You need to make sure if the alarm goes off in your business, you don't only have the right to make sure that your staff get out, but your staff also, by extension, are responsible for those persons, those customers, to lead them towards the assembly point and so on.
That's right.
So that is one of the things that business owners need to also be mindful of, that your responsibility does not stop at your staff members. It goes beyond to your customer as well. Also, in addition, as you asked about a template, so to speak, the things I may need if I have an or if I'm opening a business.
Right.
If you go on the Barbados Fire Service website, if you're going to apply for your fire safety inspection or so forth, you will see there's a part that says inspection. If you hover over the word inspection, it usually has a drop down. One has the fees and the other one would have the checklist. So there is a checklist on our website, which is fireservice.gov.bb, fireservice.gov.bb. And that website can be used whether you want to apply for a fire safety inspection, whether you want to apply for training from the Barbados Fire Academy, if you want to basically check through and see certain little things, because as I said, the checklist is there. So if you just want to see what I need to have, if I'm going to have this inspection, the checklist is also there. And the fees are there, so you know, basically you have a good idea of what you may need to pay depending on which category you fall into.
Right.
All of those things are on the website. So the website is not just there as a pretty front. Anything is there with information for you that you can at any time go and access, as long as you log on to the Barbados Fire Service website.
So pass the word along, please. Anybody listening, any restaurant owner, anybody, just go on to the Barbados Fire Service website, fireservice.gov.bb. Check out what kind of equipment you need. Make a checklist and make sure you get what you need to safeguard your business. Yes.
And in addition to having your fire safety equipment, which would be the extinguishers, smoke alarms, etc., I would have mentioned the smoke alarm batteries to be changed. If you hear a slight chirping sound constantly, it means that your battery probably needs changing. Mm-hmm. You're also supposed to test your smoke alarms at least once a month. There's a button on them, a small button, a test button. Obviously, there are some places you can't reach them because of how the building is situated. But for those places, like a normal store or business where you can reach the alarm, sometimes you just need a broomstick and you press and hold that test button. And once it does what it's supposed to, then you know that it is in good working order. Like I said, that chirping sound would mean, if you hear a slight chirping sound, though, that comes on intermittently every once in a while, it means the battery needs changing. for your fire extinguishers. Persons have them. And even in our walkthroughs, we would have been to some businesses where, and there's something called a label where, I can't remember the name of it, but there's a label, or there should be a label on your fire extinguisher with the day issue, the day of the next servicing is due, and so forth. Sometimes you look at some of them and you see 2016, 2014, etc. There are some persons who bought the extinguisher because it was said, okay, you need to have an extinguisher, you bought the extinguisher, but they are not aware of the fact that you need to have your fire extinguisher service annually as well. Mm-hmm. So in the same way that you need to have an annual fire inspection, you also need to have your fire extinguisher service annually as well. And that is vitally important because you can't pass the fire inspection if you have the extinguishers but they're not serviced.
Yes, yes.
So the same distributors that sell the extinguishers are the same person you just called them, and they will come and either, some of them will replace the one that you have there with a loaner until they finish servicing, or some will just come and take your service it, bring it back, whatever the case may be. But you should always have your fire extinguisher service at least once a year. So all of those things tie into the whole fire safety. And please, please, this is a very important part, because almost every week we get a customer who will call and say, I need my building inspected, but the date is next week, or the date gone last week, or something like that. You are required, and it says it if you go on the fire service website. Again, like I said, there's a lot of information on that website. If you go on the fire service website and you go to fill out one of the applications, it will say to you to always apply at least 6 weeks before the due date.
6 weeks.
So you don't wait until your due date, you know, tomorrow is the first, I think, and you don't wait until your due date, you know, it being the second, and you call today and say, oh, my certificate ran out the second.
Right.
6 weeks before your due date, you are required to make that application and keep ahead of the game. Because you must understand, right? A person will call and say that they need their inspection urgent, which we understand. The problem is there are only so much of us.
Right.
And there's only so much that we can do.
Right.
You must understand that you're not the only person applying for an inspection. You have the entire country. Every business that you can think about in this country is required by law to have a fire safety inspection. And obviously, if you apply today, and there are persons who would have applied a week, 2 weeks ago, you must understand that you're in a line, you're going to be in a
line,
basically. You know, it is not all the time that a person can get to your place. You apply today and they get there tomorrow. It is virtually impossible for us to be able to do that for every business. Right. Some person might be lucky. Some person may apply today and Charles might say, well, that's just down the road. I know the place well. I go in, I do the inspection, and that's over. But then there may be a place where, for whatever reason, the officer cannot get to that place immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be calling and saying, but I apply and I need the certificate. But at the end of the day, you must understand that applying 6 weeks before can help you tremendously in getting your inspection done in a timely fashion and so forth.
Well, listen, in these days of calendars, you have Google Calendar, you have reminders on your phone, you know, it would be really helpful to business owners to just make that note, and you can put it to repeat every year. Right. Yeah. You can do that every year and just remember to get it done. If you don't want to do 6 weeks, it says at least 6 weeks, 2 months before.
Correct. And
so
there's nothing
months.
Wrong with that.
Right.
Because if an application comes in and I look and see that you're still basically legit until whatever, I can obviously, depending on the dates, determine which is high priority
right.
and which is medium and so forth. But if all of them come in and they're due next week, but it is impossible for us to get all the inspections done within that time.
Right.
You know, for the customer out there, please understand that it is not an easy process for us. There are only so much of us officers who can go and do inspections.
Right.
And it is the entire country that we are
required
to inspect.
And there are many businesses.
So there are many businesses there. And
lots of micro businesses popping up too. So you have your hands even more full.
I go to some places, and only because of our traversing different places, you really, but I didn't even know this existed. I didn't even know that this was here.
Yes.
There are a lot of businesses in Barbados that a lot of us don't know about. And you can imagine that if you have to inspect every single one of these, whether it be big or small, they all take some sort of time.
Yes.
You know, you need to get your applications in early enough so that we have enough time to process and get stuff done.
All Right. Because
even after the inspection is has been complete, there's still the processing and so on. The officer has to go back, log the information into the system. The certificate has to be printed. It has to be signed and so forth. It's a process.
Yes, yes.
So that's why it is important, you know, that you apply early enough so that you can allow that process to take its course.
Wonderful. Wow, well, a lot to think about, even as you would have done your walkthroughs in Spikestown and Whole Town. And, well, it's good to hear that those rural areas would have, you know, had their walkthroughs. And we continue to encourage the business owners to do what they need to do to safeguard their businesses and employees and their customers. So thank you very much, Fire Officer Shalika Charles and the Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins, for sharing with us today.
You're welcome. And before I go, just quickly, just want to mention that for our good colleague, Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford, she's a bit under the weather this week.
Mm.
And we just want to wish her well from here and all of it. I know all of our fans up there in the 311 radio line will be hoping that she's back with us as soon as possible. So just want to wish her well as she recovers this week. She
was a little under the weather. Oh, well. Thank you very much for that. Yes, wish you better, Natasha.
And all I would say to her is I'm just going on Chris J's IG page and listen to that beautiful vocal rendition that he enjoys so thoroughly. And I'm sure that would make her feel better.
All right, no problem. Thank you for that.
No problem at all.
Oh, man. Well, that's it for the 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you'll have a great week, and thank you so much for sharing with us. You know, you can listen to the podcast on VOB929.com, or you can watch the video recording on VOB 92.9 FM's Facebook page. I'm Krista J. Paul. God bless you. And as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention. Bye-bye.